mental health has certainly been in the spotlight. Coming up tomorrow afternoon, there's a community awareness event in the parking lot at Kelly Mental Health, Dawson Road, from noon to four. Joining me on the phone this morning, Linda Kelly of Kelly Mental Health. Linda, good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be back.
Yeah, it's nice to have you back on. My first time chatting with you, and I really appreciate this time. So before we get into what Friday's event is all about, I want to start off with, let's say, an observation, and I want you to tell me if you think if it's a fair assessment. The past 19 months really has been tough on a lot of people. And you hear about it in the news, social media, about the status of our mental health. And right on your website, Linda, it says it's vital to our well-being and it's a constant work in progress. And there's definitely a need for it more so than ever. Would you agree with that? Like, what are you seeing out there right now, especially with this pandemic? And where do you think we are right now?
I've seen stuff in the past 18, 19 months that I never thought I would see. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing a whole lot of strength by a lot of people. But I'm also seeing fragmentation. I'm seeing family members that are not talking to each other anymore because differences of opinions, because of really what it comes down to is fear and uncertainty about the future.
Right.
And, you know, unfortunately, it doesn't help that the media tends to build those up in order to gain viewership. So the happiest people generally are the ones that are off social media and don't watch TV.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. And you mentioned about family members, and that's it's interesting you say that, because I was in a conversation recently with a whole group, and there was a family that was actually, they had arguments over just even vaccine mandates, saying one said, I don't want the vaccine. The other said, you know, I do. And that has caused a rift in their relationship.
Exactly. And that's what's interesting about right now is that there seems to be no or very little peaceful difference of opinion. Like, okay, you do you, I'll do me.
Yeah.
It seems like when someone has a different opinion, we're jumping to assumptions about who they are and writing them off in a way that normally we wouldn't. I mean, hey, who hasn't had, you know, the crazy uncle at the family dinner party that starts talking politics and it's like, yeah. Oh yeah, let him go off and then
right.
He'll get over it.
Isn't
but now it's like people are, I think it's just because when we're walking around in such a state of distress all the time, it doesn't take that much to sort of set us off and get us to that 10 out of 10 where we're not thinking clearly.
Linda, I want to talk to you about tomorrow's event. I'm really happy that this is taking place. Tomorrow afternoon, Kelly Mental Health, noon to four on Dawson Road. That's just up from County Fair Plaza. Mm-hmm. You have a big event happening. You're going to have guest speakers. What is the day all about tomorrow?
So the day came about partially because of our incredible employee, Cassandra Nordell, self-described social butterfly. She wanted to do something in memory of a very close friend, a very good person that passed away by overdose. Dana Carl. And so what we started to do, what she started to put together, is this realization that people fall through the cracks all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we even as a private facility, we don't even know what's out there. Or if we think we got it, then, you know, the government programs change and the our ability to get certain people in anywhere, it just changes. There's just overall, there's not enough support. So we know that. But this event is a way for quite a few supportive programs to come together and to discuss what we have going on. And the reason we want to obviously get up there and speak about it is just to put words to this. You know, there is too high of a cost to losing people. And it's not okay that we don't even know who's doing what around here. You know, the mental health agencies in town, the organizations, whether private or public, we need to talk to each other.
What are you seeing at the office? I don't know how much you can share, but is it just people not feeling good about themselves? Is it tough with the whole pandemic going on? What are you seeing?
You know, it's like there's this example that I sometimes use in therapy, and it's like you think about a soldier at war and they're running through the field and people are dropping left and right. They don't have time to stop and cry about it. They don't have the ability to start grieving and processing what they've just been through because survival counts on them just stuffing it away. Keep moving. Don't stop.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people have been doing through this pandemic. People have, you know, lost family members and not been able to attend the funeral. They have, gone to drug use more so because it's very difficult to get out for social events that, you know, don't have that sort of, drug use or alcohol use. It's very difficult to connect and have a good quality of life when so much has changed and so much is uncertain. Not only that, but I mean, financial issues on top of that.
Right.
So I'm seeing people collectively have been holding their breath for a year. And, you know, we start to fragment, we start to sort of crack, and we need to talk about what's going on, and we need to validate people for what they're feeling, because it's not wrong.
Tomorrow afternoon, is it an open invitation to anyone to stop by?
It is. Primarily, we're looking at the agencies, the organizations, and the even grassroots movements that are going to be attending.
Yep.
So that we can all have a talk. But anyone is welcome to come down, get some information, find out what's out there. And from there, I'm hoping that we can continue to expand this event, because Kelly Mental Health is working on making sure that there is a network of private practitioners where we know who's taking people and who's not, and who's a good fit where. And then if people do come to us and perhaps we can't accommodate them, maybe we've got a wait list, tons of wait lists in town, we can send them somewhere and we know they'll be able to get in.
Obviously, you have your clinic, but there's also the foundation. Can you tell us a little bit more about that quickly?
Yes. So I own the clinic, but we also, well, I founded the nonprofit Kelly Mental Health Foundation. So we have funds in that foundation that have just been done through grassroots fundraising and really generous donations for people's private counseling sessions. And one of them, Andrew's Fund, was done in partnership with the Andrew Medema Foundation. They were able to raise enough money to pay for over 80 sessions for people that otherwise couldn't have gotten in. And many of those people ended up getting specialized trauma counseling that only we can provide, because typically the public organizations, there's too much of a wait list, you can't get in for it. It was an incredible initiative. And so we are accepting donations for that fund and for the Light the Way Fund that can apply to anyone that is in need of sessions and they're not able to get into a public wait list.
One more question before we wrap up. There is that saying that you hear a lot, it's okay to not be okay, right?
Yeah.
You hear it a lot. And I think, do you think the conversation about mental health is more open now?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah.
To the point that people are self-diagnosing a little bit too much. I mean, I can't tell you how often people are learning really valuable information off TikTok.
Isn't that interesting you mentioned that? That's right. There's a few that I follow and it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And it's just really nice that the conversation is more open, because, you know, we have to consider that maybe it doesn't really require a diagnosis what we're going through. Maybe it just requires some kind of framework to understand it so you can do something about it.
Listen, I'm really happy that you're doing this tomorrow. It's at Kelly Mental Health again on Dawson Road, noon to four tomorrow at Kelly Mental Health. Linda, I appreciate your time this morning and I hope we can continue our conversation in the future.
Thanks so much, Danny.